Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. This is Jay Nauer, and with us we have the head coach of the West Platte Football Blue Jays, Coach Jim Newstead. And the West Platte Blue Jays and North Platte played for the Tribeca Stick Trophy last Friday, and a great game, a good game, a very physical game. The West Platte Blue Jays gave it a hard fight. They certainly did. North Platte came in with a good running game and a good passing game, and they were just a tough customer. They came to play. West Platte dropped it 18-7. I got to admire, though, how well the Blue Jays played and just gave it all they had. Certainly, North Platte seemed to be pretty physical, and certainly that's what we noticed as the game went on. But, Coach, I know that we had a lot to be encouraged about. Even though the Tribeca Stick was on the line, North Platte won 18-7, but certainly we saw some things to be very encouraged about.
Yeah, just like I said on the radio Friday night after we talked, I thought it's probably the best we played as a team all year. I know we came up short on the stick there, but well, I thought we played better in that game than we did in the Lathrop game physically and on defense and offense. But we just came up short. They just had a little too much on the line of scrimmage for us to handle. We have 140, 150-pound linemen going against their 250-pounders that are big and strong. The Cruz kid gave us some problems. The big linebacker gave us some problems, number 52 and 27 with his quickness. So offensively, I thought we had a good game plan. I thought we threw the ball, 31 times? Payson Chandler almost had 100 yards receiving. Kane Cogan, I had almost close to 160 yards throwing. So that was our game plan, to kind of throw them out of their defense so we could maybe run the ball a little bit. But we ended up throwing the ball most of the game. We had some good runs here and there, but it was more of a throwing game for us. It kept us in the ball game. Defensively, we had trouble stopping them early. We had some confusion with some of our blitz calls. We blitzed ourselves out of two big plays that they scored in that first drive. We get that fixed. We have some stops and some drives later, and we stopped the running game for a while. We had them at a big third and long, which I thought was kind of a turning point in the game. And then they threw that shovel pass to their fast receiver and went 75 yards for a touchdown. So that kind of killed all our momentum for the first half. We went in at halftime, had some good adjustments, some good conversations, came out and had some nice stops against their running game early in the second half. Didn't quite move the ball as well as we wanted to in the second half after those stops. We did get in the end zone once. Actually, we got in twice. They only called it once. But, you know, I thought we played a good game. I thought it was a great game. I thought it was a very physical game for us. I know it's a physical game for them because they're a physical team. I really thought we had a chance there, and we got the turnover about 9 minutes in the fourth quarter where we got the turnover, and I thought we were going to use that momentum to go down and get caught up in the game. But as it can be, they got the ball back and did the same to us, and they scored and kind of put it out of hand. So very proud of our kids, very proud of the way we handled the situation, all the adversity through the game. I just hope we can handle the adversity of that big loss and a big game coming into this game tonight.
Coach, you know, a lot of people, I don't know if they totally understand and realize how much emotion and what comes from deep inside playing a rivalry game like you just played. I mean, it's just when the kids are usually done, they're usually spent both physically and emotionally. And, Coach, I know that I've been through this certainly myself, but and you just talk about recovering from it, and certainly this next game would be the best way to kind of make the pain go away. But it's really a situation where both the coaching staff and the players just give it all you can. But just to come up a little short, I know it's a little frustrating, but certainly it's good to know that some of you, I mean, at least there's some silver linings here as we get ready for this next game.
Yeah, the silver lining on that, Coach Gallagher and Coach Swope and I and Coach Geiger all talked to the kids on Monday. I thought the biggest silver lining of the game is that we are a tough team. We have tough kids and tough team. I don't know if they buy into it sometimes. I think they lack a little bit of confidence sometimes because of our record. But when we want to be, we can be a very tough team. And it's going to take that type of toughness and physicality for us to step up for this next game.
No question about it, and that sets us up for the next segment as we get ready to go to Penny High School over in Hamilton, Missouri, to take on the Hornets, a big game, probably the biggest game of the year. We'll be right back right after this. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Barty Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025 or check out their website at bartylawfirm.com. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoked for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience, or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. Welcome back as we're back with Coach Jim Newstead and the West Platte Blue Jays. Now we get to travel to Hamilton, Missouri to take on the Penny Hornets. Always a tough competition playing with those guys. They've been good for a long time. Their program has been among the tops in the KCI in the last several years. And the Blue Jays, they come into this this game here 3-4 in the Hamilton Hornets come into this 2-6, 3-5, excuse me, for the Blue Jays. 3-5 for the Blue Jays, 2-6 for the Hamilton Hornets. Coach, this game looks like it's a dead even heat again. I mean, if you look at the records, that kind of thing, these two teams look like they'll match up very well in this game. Ought to be another barn burner here as we get ready to play the Hamilton Penny Hornets.
Yeah, we have similar records and we have similar head-to-head contests against other teams. The bigger advantage that they have is that they're going to be at their place. That's always a tough place to play. It's a good atmosphere for them, a poor atmosphere for visiting teams. So that puts us at a disadvantage right there already. They're a lot like a North Platte team. They got some really good size on the line. They like to run the ball similarly to North Platte, run off tackle. They have a good power series game. They run power about six different ways. We're going to have to be a little more creative, getting more guys in the box, more than we actually had in North Platte, actually, in the box, so we can help stop that run. But at the same time, we got to stop that run with lots of guys in the box, but we also have to be conscious of the pass. I know they don't throw the ball much. They don't have that many receiving yards, but it seems like when they do throw it, they hit a big play, and it's kind of in a big situation. So we worked hard this week on putting together a game plan of getting many guys in the box as we can. We moved some people around. We're going to see what happens, but you know, we kind of learned from our North Platte game and see if we can fix those things going into this game. So,
yeah, that's certainly right. They've been big and physical over the years, but Coach, going into this one as well, we're going into the same situation. Same situation really as kind of last week. Last week, if we win, we'd be hosting, and once again this week, it looks like a high probability if we win this game, we could host again. So really, there's some of the same stakes are on the line here.
Yeah, it looks like, you know, barring a big loss by North Platte and Lathrop, it looks like we're playing each other again in the first round of district. So whoever wins this game is probably going to have the home field advantage again next week in districts. On offense, I didn't mention that earlier, but on offense in this game, we're going to have to be able to run the ball a bit more than we did against North Platte. We're going to have to be able to keep throwing like we have been, but we're going to have to find ways to run the ball. They're going to make it hard for us to run inside because of their size. So we're going to have to find some more creative ways to get the ball to the outside. Coach Keller's been working hard on that, and he's got a good plan for that. But, you know, it is what it is. We have got to try to find ways to get our special kids the ball. So,
very good. I just was going to pull the districts up, but my computer went out on me here. But I'll just go over the schedule here this week. Of course, West Platte at Penny this week, Plattsburgh at Mid-Buchanan, Lathrop at North Platte, Carrollton at Lafayette County, and Putnam County at Polo. That's the schedule this week in the district. As far as the district standings, big game last week as East Buchanan beat Mid Buchanan, and that made East Buchanan the top dog right now as far as the district is concerned. So we're looking at East Buchanan and then Mid Buchanan. North Platte, with their win, puts them in the third slot. And right now, I believe, yes, just ahead of us right now is the Penny Hornets, and of course West Platte in the fifth slot right now. And Coach, I know that game with East Buchanan, Mid Buchanan was important in the conference just to see who was number one and number two. Of course, those two could play again, and the results might be different. Looking at just how it's shaken out this week with the other teams kind of playing each other. Won't know a whole lot until all the ball games are done, of course. But really right now the battle is for that, like once again, we've been saying this for a week, third, fourth, and fifth slot.
Yeah, it definitely is. Like I said, I don't see much changing other than the fact that if North Platte was to lose and Penny was to get a win, they might jump up to three. But it looks like West Platte's stuck in the four or five spot no matter what happens. So we're trying to play for home field advantage on that, definitely.
No question about it, Coach. I tell you what, best wishes up at Penny High School there in Hamilton, Missouri, as the Hornets and the Blue Jays battle. And, Coach, we wish you and the West Platte Blue Jays all the best of luck. I know that a big crowd will be following you up there, and we'll have a big crowd on watching the game from Blue Jay Nations. Coach, best wishes to you and your team.
Thanks a lot. I've been warming up and practicing for that long walk from the locker room to the field, so I think I'm in shape enough to do it two or three times a game.
Yeah, I got to get a big chuckle out of that one. Okay, Coach, thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Blue Jay Nation. Come support us.